Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Lamed Ches, Gittin 38b, pagination is 76. Almost midway on the page, at the end of a line, Aleph Resh, Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught. Shtei mishpachos hayu b'Yerushalayim. There were two families in Yerushalayim, prominent, noteworthy families, and they did specific offenses to which Rabbi Yochanan attributed the fact that nekru, they were uprooted, and they didn't have longevity as a family. And the offenses to which Rabbi Yochanan attributes this sad occurrence to are: Achas kova su'udasa b'shabata, one of them established their meal, their Shabbos meal, on Shabbos. Va'achas kova su'udasa b'erev Shabbos, and one of them established a meal on the eve of Shabbos, before Shabbos. Ushteyim nekru, and both of them were uprooted, and we need to understand what the offense over here is. Rashi tells us from the previous Gemara, which segues into this, that there was a minug that they would have the Chacham Doresh, the Talmud Chacham would give a shir on Shabbos afternoon, and people would purposely schedule their meals in a way that they would be able to attend the shir. Either they would eat before or they would eat after, but they would make sure to attend the shir. This family, their meal was the kvius. Their meal was where it was at. And as a result, they did not attend the shir. And perhaps if they were so prominent, not only was the damage that they themselves didn't attend the shir, but it could be that they were also withholding momentum from the public mitzvah, in that others saw that they weren't attending, and at the very least, weren't positively influenced to attend. The other family established a meal on Erev Shabbos. The description is they were very wealthy, and they were able to do so financially, but the result is that Ika Isura, there's a problem. Sheikonis l'Shabbos kishu saveya below taiva. Person enters Shabbos satisfied without a desire for the Shabbos meal, so the excitement of Shabbos is lessened as a result of this Shabbos afternoon eating too much. In Halacha, Resh Mem Tes, Se'if Beis, in Orachayim, Mitzvah lihimona milikboa suda shenohug babachol mitesha shaus ulamaila. As the time nears Shabbos, there's a mitzvah, although it's not a firm requirement, but it is a mitzvah that even the meal that you would normally have during the week, you should not have that meal so close to Shabbos, because it might infringe on the Shabbos appetite, the excitement for Shabbos. And these two families, although they weren't in violation of a clear out halacha in terms of not eating kosher, for example, but nevertheless, at the very least, a sensitivity that's brought, a mitzvah, a proper behavior that's being listed, was not observed by these two families. What's the significance and what's the connection? So we know that in life, a person who wants to succeed has to set out priorities. And based on the priorities, they're able to guide their lives in allocating time and focus. They give a mashal of a wise person who showed how if you fill a jar with large stones representing your priorities, then there's still room for sand and all kinds of other things that can be squeezed in different ways. Whereas if you first fill the jar with the sand and the pebbles and the other things, then there's no room for the big stones representing your priorities. Likewise, we all know when you pack a suitcase, you have to first put in the big important things, and then the smaller things that are not such a packing issue, you could squeeze them in anywhere. And the same thing is true when we talk about kvius. The Marsha makes reference to this concept. A person is supposed to be koveya item la Torah, make sure that the priorities of life, like Torah and Torah values, are given the priority, and then the other things will fit into place. And what happened over here is that these two families did not display a kvius, a proper honor, for two priorities in Jewish life, which are major sources of bracha, of blessing. One is Torah, particularly public Torah, because it's always hard to get everybody on the same page to do a mitzvah at the same time. There's so many other things getting in the way. And if everybody has agreed that this is the time to do the mitzvah of Torah, then it behooves a person to cooperate with that and to prioritize that time as a time of Torah. And the other source of blessing is Shabbos. And likewise, a person schedules their week in a way that Shabbos is a priority. Even their scheduling of eating is scheduled in a way to bring honor to Shabbos. And these two families, the word kavi is really the important word here, they made a kvius. They made it a priority that they had their Shabbos meal and they couldn't get finished in time to attend the public lecture, or the other family, they had their weekday meal and they couldn't alter its timing in order to properly honor the other mitzvah, which they should have been paying more focus to. Again, Torah and Shabbos are sources of blessing. And these two families missed that opportunity. And Rabbi Yochanan attributes their being downgraded as a result of these omissions. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.